Ve'ezras Hashem b'lineder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Imori Rav David Tzibin Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Beit HaDaf Yud Zayin. Good morning, Chana Chenach, David Yoshua, Dani, Avi, Dr. Joe, Chaim, Eitan, Svika, Shlomo David, and Reb Mordechai. We are up to the words Tana Rabbanan on the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, second line. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, Beis Shammai Omer Mispal Shmona. Beis Shammai says, Shmona Esrei, of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, you have eight brachas, the regular first three and the regular last three, but instead of one in the middle, you have two in the middle, one for Shabbos, one for Yom Tov. V'Omer Shal Shabbos B'Fnei Atzma, V'Shal Yom Tov B'Fnei Atzma. So each of those has its own separate bracha in the middle, one for Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's not the way we paskin. Beis Hillel Omer Mispal Sheva, that's the way we paskin. Beis Hillel says, no, you daven seven brachas. Maschil b'Shabbos, u'misayim b'shal Shabbos. That's not the way we hold. V'omer kedushas hayom b'emtza. And you only mention Yontif in the middle of the Shabbos bracha. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, oh, that's the way we hold. Av chosin ba mekadesh ha-Shabbos Yisrael v'hazmanim. That you're mekadesh, that in the end of the bracha also you mention Shabbos and Yontif. That's the way we hold. Tani Tanakh Amei D'Ravina, Mekadesh Yisrael v'ha-Shabbos v'hazmanim. Not Shabbos Yisrael v'hazmanim, Yisrael Shabbos v'hazmanim. Amalei, what do you mean? Atu Shabbos Yisrael mekadeshle, v'Shabbos mekdesh v'kaimba. No, you don't. Yisrael aren't mekadesh the Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch is mekadesh the Shabbos. Shabbos is kadosh, whether we sanctify it or not. So it's the correct text is HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'hazmanim. Ela'ema mekadesh Shabbos Yisrael v'hazmanim. Amar Rav Yosef halacha kerebi ukedetaritz ravina. Yeah, that's the more appropriate way. Why? Because Klal Yisrael has a hand in being mekadesh the zmanim. By the fact that we are mekadesh, we decide when Rosh Chodesh is. So we decide when Yontif is. But Shabbos, we have no say in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says when Shabbos is. Let's continue. Tana Rabbanan. Shabbos, Shechal Yos B'Rosh Chodesh, O B'Cholo Shel Moed. If Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Arvis V'Shachris U'Mincha, Mispalel, Sheva V'Omer Me'in HaMa'ora, Be'avoda. So Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, you dive in the regular Shabbos brachos, but you say Yala v'Yavo be'avoda me'en amor. You're going to say, mention Rosh Chodesh. You're going to say Yala v'Yavo in Ritzei. That's our custom. V'imlo amar machzir noso. If you don't say Yala v'Yavo, you repeat, with the exception of Ma'ariv of Chol HaMoed. Right? We paskin Ma'ariv Chol HaMoed, you do not. Not Chol HaMoed, I'm sorry. Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh. We paskin, yeah. Shachris Mincha and Ma'ariv of Chol HaMoed, you do repeat. But Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, we paskin that you don't. In Mekadesh Nesachodesh Ba'alayla. So that's the way we hold. But the Gemara, this opinion says, no, you repeat even for the night Rosh Chodesh. That's what this opinion holds. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Behoda. Rabbi Eliezer says Yalav Yov was not supposed to be inserted in Ritzei the way we do it. Rather, to insert it in Modim, like where you put Alanisim, let's say. Right? Alanisim goes in Modim, so to it should go over there. Now, let's say you forget it. Where do you go back to? So it depends where you remember. If you remember in the middle of Modim or in Sim Shalom, then you go back to Ritzei. However, if you remember after you finish the whole davening, you have to repeat the whole davening. However, if you're used to saying Tachnun, let's say you say Elokai Netzor after Sim Shalom, so you can still go back to Ritzei, even if you remember after Sim Shalom, as long as you did not yet take three steps back. So it says the Gemara in Brachos Chavtes Mevez, and that's the way it's passed in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch adds, if you remember after you finished Ritzei, before you start Modim, you could say it right there. So if you remember, like you said, Hamachzish Kinosel Tzion, I forgot Yalav Yavo. You could just insert Yalav Yavo right there if you didn't start Modim yet. Interesting. Now, Machzir Noso means all the tefillos of Chol Hamoed, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, and Rosh Chodesh. However, Iris of Rosh Chodesh ain't machzirin also klal, like it says in Brachos, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, because ain't bez in Mekadesh of Chodesh or by Yom. And by at night, so technically speaking, it wasn't really yet Rosh Chodesh. Technically speaking, because the Besdin wouldn't be Mekadesh the Chodesh till the next day. So technically it wasn't Rosh Chodesh yet. So we don't make you repeat. That's why I once heard some say if it's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, second night, some say you would repeat it on the second night of Rosh Chodesh. But I don't think we pass in that way. Right. The Tzlach writes, so the Shita Mekubetza says like this, that Rosh Chodesh at night you don't repeat. The Tzlach writes, however, you're right, la halacha, but mashmos of our brice is not that way. Our brice holds, even my Rosh Chodesh you repeat. And so too the Karban Sanal writes like that as well. Okay, let's continue. Uve Musafin, what about Musaf? Maschil b'shel Shabbos, u'mesayim b'shel Shabbos, v'omer kedushas hayom be'emtza. Yeah, that's not the way we hold, neither on Chol Hamoed or on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch omrim, kol makom shehuskak l'sheva, even Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, maschil b'shel Shabbos, Umisai Bishal Shabbos Omer Kedushas Hayom Be'emtza Amar Rav Huna Ein Halacha Ka'osa Zug. Yeah, we don't follow that opinion. Amar Rav Chibar Ashi Amar Rav. Okay, now we're going to go back to the laws of Erevin. But before we get back to Erev Tavshilin, we're going to make a stop off at Erev Tchumen. And this is something that we saw earlier. But the Gemara is now going, this is the original source. What do you do about an Erev Tchumen on a 2-day Yontif? So you have Sukkot coming up. So you want to walk outside the tchum. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav. So let's say you have a 2-day yontif that falls out on a Thursday, Friday. Meniach adam eruvei tchumin miyontov l'chaveru umasne. A person is allowed to make an eruv tchumin on the first day of yontif for the second day of yontif, make a condition. What should his condition be? If today's yontif, so I don't want this. If today's yontif, so I don't need an erev tchumen for tomorrow. If tomorrow's yontif, so I want to make an erev tchumen for today, which is chol for tomorrow. You can do that, and either way, you can walk outside the tchum tomorrow. Right. We learned earlier on Tezayin and Beis, yesterday's daf, that the bread of the erev you have to make before yontif, before Shabbos. You're not allowed to make an erev on yontif. However, in Yantav Shein and Shogalius, since it's only a Suffolk, so you are allowed to make an Erev on day one for the purposes of day two. That works. Amar Rava. Meiniach Adam Eruvei Tavshilin Miyantav L'chaver. Oh, now we get back to Erev Tavshilin. That's where we had it there. Now, you could pull the same shtick with Erev Tavshilin. Right, even though you got to make an Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yantav, you're not allowed to make an Erev Tavshilin on Yantav. However, if you remember on the first day of Yontif that you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, so you can make the same Tanai, Umasne. What Tanai will you make? If today's Yontif, I don't need an Erev Tavshilin, because tomorrow's Chol. So I'm allowed to cook from tomorrow to Shabbos. If today's not Yontif, so I'll make the Erev Tavshilin today for tomorrow. So you're allowed to do that. Manda amai eruvei tchumin kol shekein Erev Tavshilin. So the opinion that said you're allowed to make an Erev Tchumin, Kalva Chomer agrees that you're allowed to make an Erev Tavshilin. Uman d'am Erev Tavshilin, no. Aval Erev Tchumen lo. My taima, d'lemikne shvisa b'shabata lo. The Gemara is referring to Yontif. Gemara calls Yontif Shabbos. Good morning, Jeremy. D'lemikne shvisa b'shabata lo. That we don't allow you to set up an Erev and bikona shvisa on Yontif, even misafek. Even Misafik, Erev Tavshilin, they permitted it because of the honor of Shabbos. But they felt it was like a bizayon to the honor of Yontif. It's a bizayon to the honor of Yontif to set up the Erev Tchumen on Yontif.
Doesn't he have to make it tonight anyway?
Yes, you do have to make it tonight, but apparently, again, so one opinion holds it's fine. But the other opinion holds that no, even with the tonight, it still doesn't look nice to set up an Erev Tchumen on Yontif. It shouldn't look nice for Erev Tavshilin either, but for the covenant of Shabbos, So they allowed you to do that.
Okay, there's another. Wouldn't it be hachana from one day yantif? If the first day is yantif and part of the tonight is that the second day is not yantif, so aren't you making from one yantif to chol?
Yeah, we had that yesterday, right?
That is nothing.
But if the first day,
okay, let's
is
see what they have to say. Yeah, let's see. So the Rashba says, even though you made a condition, Dr. Joe's kasha. The Rashba says, even though you made a condition each day that if today is holy, I'm not doing anything, Dr. Joe's kasha. So really, the first day was done, the kinyan that was done on the first day was really Yom Chol. Nevertheless, it looks like you're making a kinyan on Yontif. The Rashba, the Rebbe explained the comments, like, why are you? It's that Isser Asiyas kinyan b'yontif. Oh, so we have Dr. Joe's comment and we have Reb Mordechai's comment here. Very good, beautiful. Tosfos. So, the Rashba and the Miri explain that's the issue here is Kinyan and Yantav. However, the Tosfos writes that the Gemara's intention beside the Isra of Hachana, Hainu she'asar liknos shvisa b'yantav, because it's a Hachana from not exactly like Reb Mordechai said, but it's a Hachana from Yantav to Shabbos. That what asar liknos shvisa b'yantav, right? You say, why is that a problem? Meichen from Yontif to Shabbos? How is that? That you're doing it on the first day? No, but you want your thing to be chal tomorrow. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, Rashba writes Shemitzad Hachana, Ein Laasarkan Shemin Shemasna Sheiv Yochol Rak. B'yom shu chol. So what kind of hachada is there? K'moshe matzinship. Yeah. Beit shenolda b'yomtif rishon mutaris b'sheni. So what in the world is there a hachana? Okay, so the Rashba says there is no hachana here because what's the hachana? I mean, if today's chol, so then the eruv is going to be chal for tomorrow. If today's yomtif, I don't need an eruv for tomorrow. So what's the hachana? He doesn't understand. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanan. Ein ofen miyomtov lechaveiro. You're not allowed to bake from Yontov Rishon. So here's where. Ein ofen miyomtov Rishon lechaveiro. Right. You're not allowed to bake from one day of Yontov to the other one. Because. Why? Because if today's Yontov and you're cooking for tomorrow, so then you're cooking from Yontov to Chol. And that you're not allowed to do. And now let's come to the chol. Be emes amru, they set up yalacha. Memala isha kolak deir basar al pishin etzich elachatich achas. However, what you are allowed to do, you're not allowed to bedavka. Just put up a dish. I'm cooking today for tomorrow. That you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to cook a dish today till tomorrow. But what you are allowed to do, let's say you're cooking soup, you are allowed to pour into one pot of soup. Enough soup, now you know that you're not going to need all of this soup for today. But it's one pot of soup. So that's called marbe b'shirin. So we learned you are allowed to cook extra soup on day one and you use it on day two, even though you know it's going to go for both days. Because there's no extra tircha. Or let's say you have enough meat. You don't have to measure out the exact number of pieces of meat you need for first day yadav, and you're not allowed to eat them on second day yadav. That's okay. But what you're not allowed to do is on first day make two pots of meat, one pot for day one, and this is my second day pot of meat. That you're not allowed to do, to cook from one day to the other. Even though you only need one chaticha for that day, there's no tosefes tircha. And it's interesting halacha. Memali nachtom chavis. Shell mayim, avish inatzarch el kison echad. Similarly, a baker is allowed to fill up a whole barrel of water on yontif and heat it up, even though he only needs a little bit of it on yontif because it's all one barrel. Avalefos ain't ofel mash tzarch lo, but you can't bake individual loaves for tomorrow because baking each loaf is like a separate loaf, so then you can't do that. Rabbi Shimon Elazar omer mamali yisha kol atana pas. No, Rabbi Shimon Elazar disagrees. You could bake 10 loaves in the same thing, even though they only need one Y. Interesting. That the more bread you have in there, there's less air space, so the one thing that you need for the other is going to bake better if you have the whole thing filled up. So it's actually better for the one thing. It's going to be nicer, so you can fill the whole thing up. Amarava, halacha, krib shimit alazim. We follow that opinion. Yibaylahu, the B'nai HaYeshiva asked a two-side halachic informational question. Yibaylahu, mishlo inech eruvei tavshilin. Let's say a guy, now we get back to the laws of Erev Tavshilin. So let's say a person did not make an Erev Tavshilin. So, hu nesar v'kimcho nesar? Odilma, hu nesar v'ein kimcho nesar? So he's not allowed to cook, but can someone else cook his stuff for him, for Shabbos? Does he have to be makne his food to somebody else? If even his stuff becomes house, he's got to give it as a gift to somebody else to make for him. My, somebody else could just bake his stuff for him without him making a kinyan. Tashma. Someone who doesn't make an Erev Tavshilin. So you don't bake, you don't cook, you can't do hatmana, that's putting something inside, like wrapping something up. Lo lo v'lo l'achirim, v'lo achirim ofen v'ashlon lo. Ketzer, lo'osa makna kimcho l'achirim ve'ofen lo umvashlon lo. So you can't do it yourself, you got to be a makna to somebody else. Shema mina, hu nesar v'kimcho nesar, shema mina. It's a good proof that you have to be makna to somebody else. Somebody else can't cook your stuff. Yibaylu. Avar va'afamai. It's going to be the rest of the daf. It's going to talk about this issue. We know that if you don't make an Erev Tavshilin, so you're not allowed to cook from Yantav to Shabbos. If you don't make the Erev, what happens if you went ahead and violated it? You went ahead. You violated the Issur Derabanan of cooking from Yantav to Shabbos. You violated. Can you eat the food? You did it without an Erev Tavshilin. Can you eat the food? Oh, excellent. Joe, that's going to be the last thing. This Gemara is going to raise that at the end, and then the Gemara is going to reject that because, Dr. Joe, that's talking about violating Issur D'oraisa. Here we're talking about only violating Issur D'rabbana. But the Gemara is going to have a Hava Mina to say, like, yeah, let's see. Let's see how the Gemara concludes. Let's see. Very good, Dr. Joe. Yibayaluhu. Avar v'afamai. Toshma. Sounds like you got to pull this crazy shtick. It sounds like, the Mara's going to reject this right away, but it sounds like, well, if you went ahead and cooked, it's not good. It says, Gemara, where do you see that over here? It just says you have to be, it says what you should do. It doesn't say if you went ahead and violated it. Listen, let it state, Ovar va'afa mutter. Oh, come on. I'm Rabbi Ramasa. What are you talking about? Tana takanta de teoktani. Takanta de isur loktani. What do you bring a raya from this price? This price is not a raya at all. The price is just telling you what to do in a mutter fashion. Not if you violated it, what the halacha would be. The whole havamina that this would be a raya is a little strange. Gemara tries a second proof. Tashma, come in here a second proof. Mishi de echarib tavshilin. I raise it. Ofe umvashel umatman. If you made an erev tavshilin, you could bake. You could cook. You could do hatmana. Let's say you want to eat your erev on yontif. No problem. Just make sure you eat it after you've already done the cooking. So, harishas biado. You're allowed to eat it on yontif after you've finished preparing from yontif to Shabbos. You're allowed to eat the erev tavshilin on yontif. Achlo ad shelo afa, but if you jump the gun, if you ate the Erev Tavshilin prior to cooking from Yantav to Shabbos, or Ad Shelo Bishel, Ad Shelo Hitman, Hareze Lo Yofen V'Lo Yivashel V'Lo Yadman. Sorry, you blew it. Lo Lo V'Lo Lachim V'Lo Lachim Ofen V'Vashel Lo. Avon V'Vashel Lo Yantav. But you are allowed to cook for the Yantav itself. V'im Hosir, Hosel Shabbos. Uvavad Shelo Yarem. But you're not allowed to trick. You're not allowed to make a trick. In other words, let's say you already finished cooking for Yantav. You finished. and you say, oh, I'm now going to cook more, but let's say I'm deciding on the other afternoon, I'm going to invite people over at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm cooking for them, but you're not really planning on doing that. Imherim asr. Oh, and if you did harama, which means if you faked it out, you made a trick, like you said you were cooking this extra dish for people coming later in the day, but you have no intention of really inviting them over later in the day, and then you say, oh, I changed my mind, I'm not going to invite them. Vimherim asr. So the Gemara assumes, just like the rabbis were strict with Erev Tafshilin, and they forbade Harama in this kind of a situation, so the Gemara is assuming, so too, if you went ahead and violated cooking without Erev Tafshilin, also it's Usur to eat it. So the Rav Ashi says, come on, what kind of a proof is this? Not the same thing. Harama Ka'amris. You're talking about the fact that they were machmir on the fact that you played shtick and you said you were going to have guests, but you weren't really planning on having guests, and you marim. Shani harama, da'achmir barabon and tfei mezid. Wow, fascinating. Maybe you could say, svara, that tricking is worse than mezid. I gave a drush about this on Yom Kippur. Tricking is worse than mezid. What do you mean tricking is worse than mezid? Because a guy who tricks, he thinks he gets away with it, right? I'm trying to pull shtick to get away with it. A guy who like is bemazed at violating it, in a certain sense, he's not as bad as a guy. At least he's being straight. I'm violating the din. I know I'm violating the din. But maybe a guy who's trying to pull shtick to get around it is worse than the guy violating it straight. Wow. Hamezit Rashahu. Ve'enachem lemedim imenu. No one's going to learn from him. Everybody knows he. And even if he's going to end up doing tshuva, and he's going to end up doing tshuva. So we're not going to worry about the whole institution of Erev Tafshilin being uprooted. But a guy who pulls shtick, he thinks he's doing it beheter. And he's not going to do tshuva on it. And everyone's going to learn from his meisim if we don't penalize him. So the whole Torah of Erev Tafshilin could be uprooted. And therefore, even just because a guy who's marim, you're not allowed to eat from his stuff, that doesn't mean a guy who's bemezid, you're not allowed to eat from his stuff. Fascinating. Who says this? I think Rashi. I think Rashi says.
What do you see that was bemezid, not tshuva?
No. That was the Gemara's Shaila was Sika. Gemara Shaila Yibaylu. Avar va'afa mai. That was the Shaila. Avar va'afa, which means you violated Erev Tafshilin. You didn't make an Erev Tafshilin and you baked. Yeah, anyway you didn't. That's our rabbi. This case is Marim. The case was Marim where you claimed you were gonna be doing the cooking for guests that were gonna come later, and then you ended up not inviting guests. Oh, so you just happened to have food left over. That's haram. So that's worse, the Gemara says. That's worse. Again, let's remember, if it's in the same pot, that's not haram. That's okay. If it's in the same pot as the stuff you couldn't viyantiv, right? Aflitzar chol, mutter beofenzet, right? Like we learned earlier, memal isha, you're allowed to fill up the whole thing. So says Rashi. Yeah, okay. Let's continue. Good. Now, the Gemara gives a second rejection of the Raya. Second rejection of this second attempted proof. Rav Ashi gave one. Rav Nachum Yitzchak Amar, a different answer, a different rejection. Even if you want to say that Harama is similar to the guy who violates B'mezid, still he can't bring a Raya. Hamani, because whose sheet is this talking about? Chananyi, Valiba de Beis Shammai. This is going like Chananyi's version of Beis Shammai. That they are machmir by Erev Tafshilin. Oh. They're machmir Erev Tafshilin. The Sani went to the Brisa, Chanani Omer, Beis Shammai Omer, Ein Ofin, Elim Kain, Erev Bepas. Beis Shammai holds, you can only bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos, only if your Erev Tafshilin was made out of bread. However, it's got to be baked to be Erev Tafshilin. Cooked food is not good Erev Tafshilin, according to this. Ve'ein mevashlin elam kein irev betavshil. Oh, you can only bake if your erev tavshil was bread. You can only cook if your erev tavshil was a cooked food. Ve'ein tomnin elam kein hayu chamin tzmunim erev yantav. And you can't do Hatmana unless you did Hatmana. No. It was a book called Sarko. So the Gemara is assuming from the fact that Beis Shammai, according to Hananya, was very, very strict about requiring a very specific Erev Tashilim, they would also be strict. So maybe that's why they were strict by Ha'arama also, and they would be strict by, but that's not a riot everybody else, because we don't follow Beis Shammai. We follow Beis Hillel. So therefore, you wouldn't have a riot. We'll see in a minute. So this is an interesting sheet to Beis Shammai. I think the Gemara is going to back to in a second, right? I think our minhag, most people do for an Erev Tavshilim, we do both a cooked food and a baked food. And the reason is because we want to cover both. Again, we don't follow Beis Shammai. We'll see in a second. The Gemara is going to bring it up. Okay, another riot from a Mishnah in Truma. Oh. So we know that you're not allowed to be mafresh Trumas or Mises on Shabbos because we're afraid it looks like you're being misaking them, right? Maybe it's Exeris Mekach Umemkar. Maybe you'll come to write. It's actually a Mishnah later on in Beitza that you're not allowed to cook. You're not allowed to be Mafish Trumas and Mises on Shabbos. Alright, it's a Mishnah later on in Lamed Vav. Rashi in Gittin writes that the reason for the Isser is Nira Kemisakim. The Rambam writes another reason. It looks like you're being makdish them. So it's like it's buying and selling. Good. Says the Mishnah in Trumos, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, says the Mishnah, Ahamaser Peiros B'Shabbos. Let's say a person takes Meiser on Shabbos. So you violated the Issa D'Rabbanan, B'Shogeg Yochal, B'Mezid Lo Yochal. Same thing. So it's Tzvika, just like you violated Meiser B'Shabbos, B'Mezid, you're not allowed to eat it. So too, if you violate Erev Tavshilin and you cook from Yontif to Shabbos without Erev Tavshilin, the same halacha should apply, you're not allowed to eat it. And so the Gemara, Lo, Tzvika, the Isle Peri Achrine. No. Maybe, the reason why they don't allow you to do it over there is you have other fruit you could eat that you didn't have Trumas and Mises, that you already took Trumas and Mises off of. You have other stuff to eat. So they penalize you there. But here, maybe if you don't have any other food to eat on Shabbos, it's a lack of covered Shabbos. Maybe they let you eat it, even though you violated it. Tashma, Raya, attempted Raya. No, there's number 4 or 5. I don't know, I lost count already. Tashma, Hamatbul Kel B'Shabbos. Let's say your kelim become tamei, and you dip them in a mikvah on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that, because again, you're fixing them. It's like makah bepatish, midirabanan. B'shogeg, yishtamish ben. So if you did it by accident, so you're allowed to use them. B'mezid, lo yishtamish ben. Same story. It's the Gemara lo tzricha, the islay mani achrini. Maybe you have other clothing. Inami efshir b'sheila. You could borrow clothing. But here, people, it's not likely you can borrow food because everybody usually has what they need. I guess, not like nowadays. Nowadays, it would probably be pretty easy to borrow food from somebody for yontif. Everybody has like too much of everything. But there was a time when most people, they needed their own food for yontif. Oh, and here's Dr. Joe's raya. Tashma, hamavashel. That's what Dr. Joe wanted to bring the raya. Tashma, what about the same Mishnah? Which Mishnah? Where is this Mishnah? Hamavashel b'Shabbos. Where is it? It's got to be in Shabbos, no? It's in Shabbos. Trumas. Oh, it's the same Mishnah in Trumas. Really? Okay, maybe it's the same Mishnah in Trumas. Okay, yeah. Bavakama Ayin Aleph Chulin. Apparently, there's a lot of places. Bavakama Chulin Gittin Trumas. Yeah, the original Mishnah is in Trumas. Interestingly. Other places not quoted the Mishnah. Okay. Tasha Hamavashel b'Shabbos. If you cook on Shabbos, b'shogeg yochal, b'mezid lo yochal. Answer the Gemara. No, it's not a raya. Isura de Shabbos shiny. What does that mean? It's a funny way of saying it. So the Rishonim say what this means is it's a doraisa. Yeah, cooking on Shabbos, that's an isra skila. So that's why they penalize you to do b'mezid. But what are you going to tell me you're going to use from that, that by you violated Issa Durabanan of cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos? That's the same thing. It's only Midurabanan. And therefore, maybe the rabbis were not so machmir on this. Right. Erev Tavshilim permits you to only do malachos that are also Midurabanan. Right? So Erev Tchumen is only Midurabanan. What do you mean? Why is it Durabanan to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos? Maybe it's Daraisa. No. It's Machlok is Amarayim. Rav Chista holds Midaraisa, it's Mutav do Malacha from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Right? Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif. That's Rav Chista. Rabba says, no, really there is an Isser Midaraisa to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, but we have the Svar of Hoil. Hoil, since if guests would come, so you'd be able to use it, so that knocks it down to a Durabanan. The Chachamim Aser that. So that's the Machlokas in Psachim Mem Gimel. Quoted a few times already. That's why it knocks it down to Rabbanan. You got to knock it down to Rabbanan first in order to allow Eruv Tavshil to permit it. You got to knock it down to Rabbanan. So either you hold Midoraisa, Tzarchi Shabbos, Nasim B'Yantif, or you hold, no, really Tzarchi Shabbos, not. But since if guests would come, it would be okay, so therefore it's only an Issa to Rabbanan. Okay. Sorry, Jonathan, I got to make you a little louder. Let's try again.
If you get to do an Erev Tavshilin, can someone else be fulfilled by somebody else, by the rabbi in the neighborhood?
We talked about that. So nowadays, so if you made a mistake by accident, as a Shiloh, what about two yontivs in a row? Right? So yesterday we had a Gemara that yesterday's David said if you did it twice in a row, so that's already, we suspect that it may not be such an accident. Maybe you just don't care about the din enough. But yeah, here and there you are allowed to. Halacha l'maisa nowadays, you are allowed to rely on the rabbi's Eruv. Here and there, as long as you don't do it too often. Don't rely on it too often. Okay. Does anybody have a different shot here that it's not Doraisa? Didn't get a chance to look at it. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara rejects all the proofs. We tried to give six rayas. So the din remains a suffix. The din remains a suffix. And the Rush writes, from the fact that the din remains a suffix. The Rush writes, from the fact that Rav Ashi and all the Maroim tried to reject all the rayas to Aser, it implies that they held, because of covered Shabbos, we're not going to penalize you and we're going to let you eat the food. Wow. Suffik the Rabbana, no? Apas muteres ba'achila. V'chein pasku shara rishonim. However, the Shita Mukubetzis writes that mikom akum roi lakonsa lufi ra'os ene bezdin almash asa. The Shita Mukubetzis writes it's appropriate to penalize the guy according to the way Bezdin wants to penalize him. Okay. Okay, a little more. Let's get down to the Mishnah. Beishamai omrim. Okay. What do you have to have? Shnei Tavshilin. Beishamai says you need two foods for the Erev Tavshilin. Beisil said only one. And they all agree that a dagu beita she'olav, that works. Masnisin deloki hai tana. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah is against the following tana. The Sanyuan to the Brice Omershim ben Elazar, Moda Beishamai Beisil al Shnei Tavshilin shet sarich. Both Beishamai Beisil agree that you need two Tavshilin. That a fish that has a smear of egg on it, Beishamai says it's called two, that Shabishamai Omrim Shnei Tavshilin, right, it doesn't count. Beisil Omrim Tavshil Echad. No, this kind of one Tavshil is good enough. Vishavin Shempirper Beitza Vinasan Lesocha Dag, if you chopped up the egg and put it inside the fish, Osharise Kaflutos, you cut chopped up leek. V'nasan l'socha dog shein shnei tavshilin. Amarava v'hilchas ha-kitana didan. The halacha is like our tana. V'alima debes hillel. It's enough to have one cooked food. So I don't know. So we learned in the Mishnah. Achalo osh'avad ha-reza lo yivasha alav. If you ate it. Amarabai naktinan l'halacha we paskin. Hischel b'isaso, v'nechal eruvo. If you started baking, and then somebody ate the eruv tavshilin in the middle of, you're in the middle of baking, so you're allowed to finish baking. As long as you started it when the eruv tavshilin was around, then you're good. But again, I think the minhag is, even though the Gemara seems to say halacha lemaisa, your yotzei eruv tavshilin was just one food, I think the minhag is to use both a matzah, which is going to last a long time, and the egg. So you have one cooked food for cooking and one baked food for baking. Okay, Rabosai, we will stop here. Bez Hashem, Motzei Shabbos, guys are welcome to come in person. You'll come in person? Okay. Soon after Shabbos. Everyone should have a Gemar Tov, a good Geben Shtiar, a good Kvittel, and a good Shabbos. And we'll see you Motzei Shabbos. I got there. I was trying to... Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.